And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome again to Power of Prophecy. I want to first thank you, the listeners, the supporters, and just fine Christians of Bible Home Church and Power of Prophecy. Now, this is my first radio show. I'm back from the heart attack that I had. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the cards, the letters, the emails. They meant so much to me. Now, I'm not fully back, I have to say. I couldn't wait to get back to the radio here to talk to you. And every day as these cards came in, these letters, and many of you sent Bible verses, and of course, a number of you told me, "Hey, Tex, take this medicine or do this, or, you know, here's a way to, you know, get your heart strong." And I mean, you know, listen, I'm going to take a lot of your advice. I will. I'll do what I can. But more than anything, I want to thank God. I want to thank God. You know, I woke up in the hospital, I think it was about the second or third day, and it was a strange feeling. I didn't even know where I was, and I looked around, and everything was so strange there, and, you know, I didn't know I was in the hospital, and it was about, I guess, 2 or 3 in the morning, and a nurse came in. She wasn't wearing nurse garb. She was just wearing regular clothes. And I must have seemed a little crazy. I said to her, I said, "Are you an angel? Am I in heaven? Is this heaven?" You know, and she smiled and said very softly, "No." And she was taking my vital signs, you know. She said, "No." I said, "Where am I?" She said, "Well, you've had a heart attack. You're in the hospital." Well, in any case, I was almost disappointed I wasn't in heaven, but that's okay. I've got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I got home. And, well, I wanted to go right to the internet and see how my webpage was doing. And, you know, I could only work about 30 minutes a day there for a week or two. And, you know, right away, you know, here, now think of this, friends, I want you to consider this. You come back from the hospital, you're feeling weak, you're feeling poor. Of course, Wanda, she took great care of that, I'll tell you. And the people here at the office did, they were sweethearts. And, well, I guess, Jerry and Steve and Nelson were not, I'm not going to call them sweethearts. They may get a little upset at me, but they were good guys. Okay. we got the girls and the guys here, you know. But in any case, think about this. I went to the internet and I hit on my name to see what, you know, folks were saying about my heart attack. Well, it seemed that I ran across something that was really interesting. And let me just tell you this headline. In fact, what I saw. It didn't come out of my website, but it seemed that it was catching on, you know. This is an amazing, I want to tell you about it because I'm going to do my whole program on it today. I want you to know about it. I'm going to expose somebody today. There is a Ku Klux Klan, white supremacist, alt-right, you know, that's a new title they give them, alt-right identity preacher who says God chose Donald Trump to exterminate the Jews. Isn't that horrible? I saw that on the internet. It was on some little website, and then I looked down a little bit more, and it was on another website. I looked a little bit more. It was on 7 or 8 websites. They seemed one of them put it in there, and all of them copied it. Let me tell you again. It said Ku Klux Klan, white supremacist, alt-right identity preacher, says God chose Donald Trump to exterminate the Jews. Why? I wanted to know this evil person. I mean, this is terrible. He's a Ku Klux Klan guy. He's a white supremacist. He's one of these alt-right, you know, those alt-right, you know, Hillary, she did this whole ad, you know, blasting Donald Trump, and she showed the Ku Klux Klan, you know, with her pointy-headed white sheet outfits. And she said, he's one of them. He's going to bring this to America. And then she said, she actually said, Alex Jones is one of them too. Now she didn't mention me. I guess I'm just a little fish in a very small pond. But I guess, you know, well, in any case, and then the guy turns out to be an identity preacher. He's not just a minister. He's not a pastor. He's a preacher. Ooh. You know, one of those preachers that, you know, he wears suspenders and probably Bermuda shorts. He got a big fat stomach. And I don't know, a few pounds overweight, but I'm talking about really big fat stomach. And he's got chewing tobacco coming out the side of his mouth. He's one of those fundamentalist preachers. I could just see this guy. It says God chose. He said God chose Donald Trump. How does he know God chose Donald Trump? I mean, he hadn't talked to God, has he? To exterminate the Jews. That's what they say happened in the Holocaust. I mean, that's what Stalin did to the Christians. Stalin and Lenin in Russia. I wanted to know, who is this man? And I read the article, and guess what? Turned out to be me. Yeah. I'm the KKK guy. Tex Mars is the white supremacist. I'm alt-right. Now, I didn't know I was alt-right, but I guess I'm alt-right. I'm an identity preacher. I've never thought of myself as an identity preacher, but I guess I am. And I don't remember saying God chose Donald Trump, but maybe. And then I said he was going to exterminate the Jews. Boy, whew. It seemed that these websites were all copycats. They were mimicking each other. And, you know, now how would you feel? You've just had a heart attack, you know. And here they are saying this about you on the internet. Well, I've been thinking about this. And, you know, I just accept all this. I just, you know, I've been in the ministry here for what? Since 1986. That's, 30 years. And when people lie about me, smear me, you know, say such nonsense, this is just drivel, of course. I mean, my wife Wanda says, don't even worry about it. Just let it go over your head. Just let it, you know, go in one ear and out the other. It's all nonsense. And I wanted to do that, but you know, I was a little weak from my heart attack. I almost had another heart attack just thinking about these people. What gives them the right to lie about you? To smear you? So I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to go direct to them. Now in the past I've gone to these people and well, I'm going to tell you later on what Jesus Christ said about it. I should have taken his advice. Because in years past, I didn't. I went direct to these people and I said, you know, whatever the situation was, and I would say to them, you know, this is not true. Would you please correct it? And they turned around and bit me. You know, I was nice to them. And they turned around and, like the old hogs do, they rend you. They got sharp teeth. They don't care if they lie or not. They want to lie. They're the devil's people. They're liars. They're smear artists. They are liars. Of course they're lying about Donald Trump. I mean, why should I be favored to not be lied about? You know, some years ago, a guy claimed he was a Methodist minister, and he was writing for a Jewish magazine here in the United States. Very popular Jewish magazine, and he, you know, somebody sent me a copy of the article he wrote about me. And he said I was an anti-Semite. Okay, well, you know, a lot of people say that. I don't mind. I just go right on. But this guy said, to prove that I was an anti-Semite, he said my books are bestsellers throughout the Arab world. He said my books are bestsellers in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, in Lebanon, everywhere over there, you know, in all the Arab world, my books in that language, and it's a big bestseller in all the bookstores throughout the Middle East. And he said, I was so popular on neo-Nazi websites here in America. My name was being glorified as an anti-Semite. Now, this guy was a Methodist minister, so I wrote him a nice letter. And I said, dear, you know, Pastor so-and-so, I understand you're a minister. Now, if you think that I'm a anti-Semite, that's your opinion. But you carried it one step too far, and you say that my books are bestsellers in these Arab bookstores. They've been translated into Arabic language. And that I'm even popular here in the United States on these neo-Nazi websites. And I said, that's not true. In fact, there's only one country in the Middle East where my books can be found. It's in, get this now, folks, it's in Israel. That's right. A few bookshops, bookstores in Israel carry my books. I guess they just want to know what Tex Mars is saying. So, you know, these bookstores carry my books in Israel. You can go to Israel and I guess go to Tel Aviv. There's Tex Mars books. But you won't find them in the Arab world. Now, that's strange, isn't it? The Saudi Arabians, they don't want my books. The Iraqis don't. They didn't want my books. Lebanon, they didn't want my books. Now, why is that? Well, as I told this minister, my books are Christian books. You know, I may expose the Jews, but I always come back and say, Jesus is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the answer for the Jews. He's the answer for everyone. And Jesus doesn't want anyone to perish. Now, you know John 3:16. Let's just say it together. For God so loved the world. The world. Not the Gentile world, not the Arabs or the Americans or the English. He loved the whole world so much that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, who is that? Whosoever. Are you African American? That is pointed to you. Are you a white man? That's you. Are you a Chinese? That's you. Whosoever will not perish, but have everlasting life. He doesn't want you to perish. He offers his love. He offers salvation to you. He told his disciples, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, now look, just go into this little place and go to that little place and go into that. And don't go there. Don't go to those Jews. Oh, they're evil. Ooh. He didn't. He even said that he would save some Jews. That's right. Even though they crucified, he said, I will still reach out to you. Read about it in Romans. And so all Israel, that's Gentiles and Jews they can be saved. That's the way God is not a racist. And every book that I have written, I have something along those lines. In fact, I'm going to read a little bit later. DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. I talk about that in that's all about the Jews and the Jewish bloodline and everything, but it has some very interesting information about who can be saved. And Jewish man or woman, listen to me. I know you may have gone on these little bitty websites and seen all these smears and these lies and these trash, but I want you to read my books. Not to make money. I just want you to, listen, you can go to the bookstore and get them and just stand there. You know how you sort of stand and look at a book, you know, just sort of scan it. Well, look at it, you know. Read page 8 and 9. You don't have to go very far. DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. Here's what it says. This is page 8. Paul, I'm writing now. Paul in the New Testament told us to beware of those who emphasize race and national origins.
He spoke of quote unquote foolish genealogies. Man, isn't that great? I said, God's children, however, are born again in spirit and in truth. You're born again as a Christian. Now, if you're an African-American, are you born again as a white man? Oh, yes, that's right. No. Michael Jackson didn't like his race. He took all his medication to turn him white. Well, now what is he? Now what is Michael Jackson? Come on. Is he black? No, his skin, his flesh is corrupt. But his spirit has gone on. I'm afraid that, well, I go on to say, God surely confounds those who are the children of pride, who hold that their race and blood is superior to that of their fellow human beings. Isn't that something? That's what I say in this book. Let me read to you Galatians 3. This is not just a sermon I'm preaching. It's the truth. I say in Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29, I quote this on page 9. I say, for ye are all the children of God. Ye are all, everyone that knows Jesus, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Ye are all one. What advantage does it give you to be white or black or yellow or brown? None. I mean, you're only going to live 60, 70, 80 years. I thought I was dead in that hospital room. I thought I was praying I was in heaven. But I could have gone. I can go right now. The doctor says my heart's not too good. Okay. But I'm going to stay here as long as God wants me to. And then it ends with this in Galatians 3. It says, and if ye be Christ, in other words, you belong to Jesus, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You've got the promise. What was the promise? That Abraham would live forever in heaven. In fact, well, anyway, I could preach 10 sermons on that. How dare these people to call me a white supremacist? They don't know of this ministry. They don't know about my books. They don't know that I say this on hundreds of radio programs and newsletters. They don't know anything at all about me. They are smear agents. But Ku Klux Klan, let's talk about that. Now, I want to tell you about the Ku Klux Klan. I've had one brush with the Ku Klux Klan. I've never met in all my life. I've never even met one. I've seen them on TV. You know, I think I saw one many years ago on what's that show? Where they had the talk show and they, you know, battle it back and forth. And there's, you know, I forget, it was Geraldo Rivera or something. And they had a KKK guy. He said he was KKK. I don't know. You see, I think a lot of these people are paid. They're paid to cause trouble. They're not really KKK, but they put on the cape and the pointy hat and all that stuff. I've never met one, though. They've never come by this ministry. I'd probably laugh at a guy if he came by in a sheet wearing one of those pointy headed hats. I'd laugh at him. But these people on the internet say that I am one of them. Okay. Now, Sandra's helping me out in the studio today. She's over there recording. Sandra, you've worked for us how many years? Going on 25. You must have seen a lot of KKK people around here. I mean, maybe our cat. I don't know, our little cat, you know. But here's the point. I don't even know any KKK people. I've read about them. I know they used to exist because I'm going to give you a good example of a horrible KKK person that existed. And this man I've written about. Now, whereas I've never met a KKK person, I'm certainly not a member, I have written about them.
In fact, just very year, I did a whole radio program about a man called Albert Pike. Now, you people that are smearing me, calling me Ku Klux Klan, I want you to tell me about Albert Pike. You see, here's what I wrote, here's what I said on the radio. Albert Pike is one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan. He's one of the founders. Ooh, he must be a bad, bad man. And he was. You know, he was a Confederate general. And he was court-martialed and convicted by the North, because he was a Southern Confederate general. He was in charge of the Indian tribes. And see, the South tried to get the Indian tribes and got them all. What he would do is get a bunch of covered wagons and buy a bunch of liquor and get the Indians all liquored up. Then they would go kill the Northern soldiers. He'd led the Indians in killing the Northern soldiers. And they scalped them. He let the Indians scalp the Northern soldiers. He was a very bad man. He was also the head of the South's Masonic Lodge, a general. In fact, let me tell you a little bit about Albert Pike. You see, I was in Washington, D.C. Oh, it's been about, what, 2 years ago? And I went by a place called Judiciary Square. Now, Judiciary Square is very near the Justice Department, and Miss Loretta Lynch drives right by there every day. And I also went to a place called the House of the Temple. It's the international headquarters for Freemasonry. And I saw that building. Now, on Judiciary Square, there's a statue that's been erected. Now, you know, across America, they're getting rid of Confederate statues. Why? They won't even allow the Confederate flag to be put in a grave of a Confederate soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. And here in Texas, they took out a statue, I think, to Jefferson Davis, the head of the Republic. They just took it off the University of Texas campus. They changed the name of Robert E. Lee School here in Austin, Texas. Across America, they're taking down the statues of the Confederate generals and, you know, and all. And, you know, it's, you know, well, that's what they want to do. Politically correct. Now, but Albert Pike, this Confederate general, his statue stands, and there he is, erect, in Washington, D.C., on government land. The statue of a Confederate general who was one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan. In fact, he was the Klan's first judicial officer. They thought so highly of him. After the Civil War in 1865, Albert Pike, General Albert Pike, the Confederate general, the Ku Klux Klan leader, he ran off to Canada to hide. He was wanted for the murder of Abraham Lincoln. He was one of the plotters. Well, the president gave him a pardon. The president back then. And the president was impeached for it. You know, the first president ever, what was his name? I'm sorry, I've totally forgotten. He was a Southerner, but he was the first president. He was the vice president under Lincoln. Maybe somebody will write to me and tell me about it. He was the president of the United States when Lincoln got killed. And there, he gave a pardon to Albert Pike. Why? Because he was a Freemason. And the president was a Freemason. And I tell you, the Congress was so angry about it, they impeached the president. The president won only by one vote. He wasn't impeached by one vote. Now, no president was ever impeached again until Bill Clinton. That was the second president to be impeached. Now, the Democrats and Republicans in Congress loved this Confederate general. He was their model. He was an occultist. He was a homosexual. He was a Confederate general and a founder of the Ku Klux Klan. He was the first judicial officer of the Klan. and they erected a statue to him. And it still stands today right there in Washington, D.C. And I want to tell you about it. Loretta Lynch sees it every day when she drives by in her chauffeur-driven limousine. Yeah, and Hillary Clinton, she was first lady and secretary of state for years and years, and there she drove by. She could have waved to the statue of the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. Hi. Hi, Al. How you doing? Hi, Albert. And Bill Clinton, too. And the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, like Senator Strom Thurmond, the crud, who he was a member of the KKK. And there was, of course, Hillary's mentor, her mentor, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He was KKK. They know. I have told them. People send them copies of my feature article, Albert Pike. They know that a member of the a founder of the KKK stands like a paragon of excellence in Washington, D.C. But that's not all. You see, they love him so much in the Masonic Lodge, they took his body and they put it inside one of the walls of the house of the temple. That's his mausoleum. That's exactly 13 blocks from the White House. Why don't you go there? They have a big plaque on the wall. This is dedicated to one of the greatest Freemasons who ever lived, Albert Pike. Hey, when you get to be a Master Mason, they even give you a copy of his book, Morals and Dogma. It's a big book. And he says that in the book that Lucifer is God of light. Doubt it not. That's what he says. Lucifer is the father, the God of light. Doubt it not. I don't doubt it. Because Paul said that the devil comes as an angel of light. There it is. The Apostle Paul said it. And the Masonic Lodge says it. It's on a bronze plaque inside the house of the temple. And who gave them the land? All that land was federal land. Who gave the Masonic Lodge the mausoleum, the huge house of the temple? Who gave them that land? Our federal government. The tomb of the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. And then these filthy, dirty, lying smear merchants have the gall to say that I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. You know, I've taken this stuff for years. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not. No. And I'm not going to write him a nice letter. I'm going to turn it all over to God. You know, God knows how to handle things like this. He knows how to fix things. I don't know if he's going to punish these people, correct them. Who knows? He might change their hearts. They may come to know him as Lord. That'd be the good news, wouldn't it? If these jackals wrote me a letter and said, Tex, I was wrong about you. I know now. I was lying. I just wanted to stir up things. I wanted to make everybody think that you had said these horrible things, that you were promoting Donald Trump. You wanted him to exterminate the Jews. I know Jesus Christ now. I dreamed that would happen. Now, I think we're out of time now for this first half. But I want to come back and I want to talk a little bit about me being a white supremacist, an alt-right identity preacher who said God chose Donald Trump to exterminate the Jews. I'll talk about that. Do you believe that, folks? If you do, then you don't know my ministry very well. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about it and what I do say about Donald Trump and what I have said right here on Power of Prophecy. We'll be right back. The Holy Serpent of the Jews. That's my newest book, Holy Serpent of the Jews. Hi, I'm Tex Morris, and this book is one of the most exciting books I've ever written because it tells the truth about Judaism.
You know, many people don't know, but Jesus said that the Jews did not believe in the religion that God gave to Abraham and the prophets. And of course, then God gave the new covenant of Jesus Christ and the apostles. But no, they didn't believe in any of that. He said the Jews have for their religion the traditions of the elders. Who are the elders? The elders are the rabbis. In other words, they believe in their own religion. They've made up their own religion. It's a religion of man. Now, this is not unusual because all these man-made religions out there, Islam is another one. I mean, come on. Islam is one of the world's biggest sex cults. You know, and Islam is a monstrous. Look at how they're killing Christians over in the Middle East. And they're killing Christians here in the United States and in Europe, too. But the Jews, they actually worship the serpent. Now, in this book, you're going to see that it's not my opinion. No. I don't even give you my opinion. I quote all the rabbis, the famous rabbis. I go all the way back. And the rabbis, the rabbis who, well, for example, the rabbi Ben Yochiel, who was the author of the Kabbalah. He lived in the first century, and he and his father went down inside a cave. And while he was down there, he wrote the Kabbalah. Well, I guess he communicated with the devil down there, because look at the Kabbalah. Now, the Kabbalah and the Talmud are the two primary book sets that the Jews and their rabbis use. They don't use the Old Testament. They say the Old Testament is of no use whatsoever. They use the Talmud and the Kabbalah to interpret the Old Testament. If it says, for example, the Lord thy God is one God, they say, well, now what that really means is there's many gods and they're all one. Say, what? What? The Lord thy God is one God, and that means what? That there's many gods and they're all one? Well, that's ridiculous. That's like the lady told me on the radio one time. I debated her. I was on this show, and she called in, and she was a Hindu, she said. She said, Mr. Morris, you're so mistaken about the Hindus. We don't worship many gods. I said, you don't? I said, you have over a million gods and goddesses. You have a cobra goddess. You have a rat goddess. You have all kinds. You have the sex goddess. You have, you know, Kali, the goddess of death. And that's just the goddesses. Oh, yes. We have many. We have many gods and goddesses. But they're all one God. I said, well, which one do you worship? Oh, I worship anyone I want to. You know, I may worship the goddess of prosperity today and worship... Well, you're worshiping many gods. Oh, no. They're all one God. She said, God just, he's different aspects to help us. He can be the God of prosperity today. He can be the God of mourning tomorrow. He can, you know, he can be the God of death tomorrow. He can punish our enemies. He can, boy, I know the name of your God. I wanted to tell her, I know the name of that God. His name is Satan. But, you know, I tried to be nice. You know, it was a big radio show. Being heard throughout the Midwest. And I just politely told her, ma'am, you have many, many gods. That's not Christianity. We believe in John 1. There, well, anyway. That's the Jewish religion. Oh, they interpret the Old Testament according to the Kabbalah and the Talmud. And who wrote the Kabbalah and the Talmud? They're quick to tell you it was the rabbis. They believe in the rabbis, what they wrote. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you have for your religion the traditions. That's the old, you know, whatever the old rabbis say. That's what he said. And they don't say that Jesus is a liar. They say a lot of bad things about him.
but not about their religion. And I show you in Holy Serpent of the Jews exactly what they believe. They believe in Leviathan. Who is Leviathan? Read about it in the book of Job. He's the great serpent. He's the great beast that rises up out of the pit. I know him. I read about him in Revelation. Revelation 9, Revelation 11. Abaddon, the destroyer. That's their God. That's him. And they admit it. All the Jewish rabbis say, yeah, yeah, he's our Messiah. Ooh, okay. They don't tell you that, though, but they on their websites, they tell each other that. They say it in the synagogues, and their rabbis all say it. So I just tell you what their rabbis said. They call me an anti-Semite. You can't do that. You can't tell the Gentiles what we teach. Really? Well, I just did. There you go. It's in a book. I wrote it. It's the first book ever like it. God told me write this book. Well, okay. Let them call me anti-Semite. I mean, after all, these other people called me Ku Klux Klan, white supremacist, all right, blah, 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 blah. they say, folks, if you can't stand the heat, then get out of the kitchen. I'm right in that kitchen. I love the heat. Yeah, you know, fire it up. I'm going after the truth. All right. Now, this book is just $20 and $5 shipping and handling. Total $25. And we have plenty of copies. We're going to print as many as needed. Please write to us at Power of Prophecy 1708. Send $25 total. Ask for Holy Serpent of the Jews. You can go to our website too. Powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Also TexMars.com. But our address is 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Let's see now, what else can they do, Sandra? Oh yeah, you can phone, of course. Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 o'clock. You can call us here, and a friendly receptionist will be glad to take your order. And if you're not receiving our newsletter, my newsletter, Power of Prophecy, we'll send it to you absolutely free. We'll give you about 6 months. I don't know, maybe we'll cheat and give you a couple more months. I think the ladies, the folks here who do that news, I think they don't tell me sometimes, but they actually extend it, you know, without telling me. They extend it a couple of months. Maybe you'll be one of the fortunate ones that they extend it to. Okay. Let's return. Oh, by the way, go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. We have a little place there and you can click on. By the way, we have an ad. We have an advertisement for the book. It'll tell you all about it. All right. Holy Serpent of the Jews. Our phone number. Okay. Sandra's over here correcting me, you know. I mean, I'm taken care of, folks. Wanda corrects me all the time at home. And I love it. I'm only kidding, Sandra. Sandra's a sweetheart. And she said she's been with us 25 years and she has. And, you know, I love our staff. I really do. Now, our phone number is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Okay, let's return now. We're talking about that mean old man, the KKK guy, the white supremacist, the alt-right. Ooh, the identity preacher. He said God chose Donald Trump to exterminate the Jews. Now let's talk about that. Turns out it was me, of course. I, you know, told you about that. I admit it. I suppose I did this. I don't remember it, but now the alt-right. You know, folks, the right and the left are just, they are made up constructs. They're made up. Hey, the Republicans in the Congress say, I'm right. I'm a conservative. They're a bunch of liars. I mean, come on. There's a bunch of supposed conservative Republicans. I mean, Jeb Bush, McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, what's that guy's name? Paul Ryan.
the House Speaker, all of these guys are left-wing liberals. They are. They are. Jeb Bush is a left-wing liberal. That's why they hate Trump so much. That's why they want to see Trump dead. They really do. I'm not kidding you. Did you see that debate? When Trump was in it with Jeb Bush and all the others, there they were. And boy, I tell you, old man Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, he was sitting there with Barbara, and he was furious. He was just bawling mad because Trump was besting his son Jeb during the debate. And he takes his hand like it's a knife, just like they do in the Masonic Lodge. That's where he learned it, of course. He learned it at the Skull and Bones Society at Yale. That's where he learned it. And he put it under his neck, and he went, whick, just like you slice somebody's neck. That's what he, and they actually caught it. It's on YouTube. I'm sure you can go in if they haven't taken it off by now. See the old George Bush giving the, I'm going to cut your neck. I'm going to slice your neck. I'm going to cut your throat sign. That's why I think Donald Trump is in such jeopardy. They want to kill him. They really do. Well, in any case, alt-right. That's the new term now. You're alt-right. Donald Trump is alt-right. A-L-T. Dash right. And of course, Alex Jones is too. He's alt-right. And Tex Mars is alt-right. Okay. I don't care what they call me. I'm alt-right then. Actually, I don't like right or left. You know, I was raised by a dad. My dad voted Democrat his whole life. He voted Democrat. Now, let me tell you real quickly. That was a long time ago. That was in the days before they had abortion. That was in the days before Planned Parenthood cut babies, unborn babies, went into the womb and actually cut them into little pieces. But they know what the pieces are. They take them out piece by piece. An eyeball, you know, a brain, a heart. Why? Because they can sell them for a higher price. That's what Planned Parenthood does. They're monsters. This is what they claim the Nazis did. They're monsters. Planned Parenthood. That's what Hillary loves about Planned Parenthood. She loves that they're murderers because she is a murderer. Am I overstating the point? No. Go online. Of course, they're trying to hide it now. The body count. The people murdered by the Clintons. It's getting higher and higher. The body count of dead people. You know that guy that worked for the DNC, the Democrat National Committee? He exposed all of their shenanigans, how they shafted old Bernie Sanders and Debbie Wasserman Smith. And of course, now she's the head of Hillary's campaign. But she lied, she cheated, did everything she could. And this guy exposed it. You know, they told the guy, we want you to go visit the FBI. We want you to meet this FBI agent. And they told him at 4 a.m, he was called out of his apartment. Go down the street there and we want you to meet with the FBI. And then they shot him in the back. He got out of his apartment building, walked down the street, and they were waiting. An assassin shot him in the back. That's what they do. Alt-right. These people are monsters. They're monsters. Now, Christians are different. There's nothing. I am 72 years old. There is not one book, and I've written many, many books. There is not one newsletter article I've written, and I've written probably 1,000 at least articles. There is not one radio program, and I've done hundreds of programs. I defy these lying jackals, these smear artists, to find one, even one, in which I said, kill anyone. I've never suggested that. You know why, Vince? It's simple. Christians don't kill anyone. That's right. We don't tell people to.
We don't say it would be better for you to die. No, we don't. I think it would be better for people to live. Even Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's what Christians do. We bring life. We bring life to little babies. Somebody asked me before I endorsed Donald Trump, they said, who are you going to vote for, Tex? I looked at them. I said, well, who's running? Well, they said, of course, Trump and Hillary. Uh-huh. And who's for abortion? Oh, well, that's Hillary. Well, who do you think I'm going to vote for? You know, folks, you know, I'm not going to vote for a murderer. I'm not going to vote for somebody who will kill little babies. I'm not going to do it. My dad wouldn't do it either. My dad, he was a Democrat. He was the old line Democrat. You know, he's a working man, union man. He worked hard all his life. He thought the unions would help him and all that, and he was for the unions. But he didn't understand about these same-sex marriage. My dad wouldn't have gone for that at all. My dad wouldn't have gone for the transgender nonsense. He wouldn't have liked that. And he wouldn't have gone for these lying dogs of the Clinton Foundation and the Global Initiative and all this, these poppycock things that they use to make billions, billions. Hillary and Bill. That Bill Clinton, isn't he at work? Isn't he at work, my friends? I mean, that's the guy. I expect at any moment the guy's going to, you know, tobacco juice is going to start flowing out of the side of his mouth. He looks like a dolt. He does. He's a dolt. He is an example of a dumbed down America. And she's not. Did you know that she flunked her law exam? People say, oh, she's so brilliant. She flunked her law exam. She flunked the law exam in New York State or Illinois, wherever it was. But you can read about it online. She flunked it. Then she went down to Arkansas and passed it. She wasn't smart enough to pass her bar exam. And then later on in Arkansas, they took her license to practice law. They took it away from her because she was a crook. They did. You can check it out. Now, one of the things these people say that I am an identity preacher. Identity preacher. Now, what is an identity preacher? Well, the Jews are identity. Because the Jews say our race is special. Our race is divine. Our race is chosen by God. When you say you're chosen by race, by God, that's identity. That's what it is. And that's why nobody who reads this or hears from these websites, they're going to know. In fact, I read the comments, you know, these people that write. They said, what is identity? This Tex Marge, you say is identity. Well, what is that? Well, that's their way of saying, Tex believes the white race. He's a white supremacist. Only the white race is saved, is chosen. In fact, folks, I believe exactly the opposite. From the time I was saved as a young man of 16, I knew the truth. That anyone chosen by God could be saved. Anyone of whatever race, of whatever ethnic group. And there are Christians all over this world, all over the world. And, you know, the Bible, the New Testament, how about Philip? The African said, how can I be saved? Well, Philip says, believe and be baptized. That's it. And Jesus still calls people today of every race. I've already read to you from my book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline, about that. You can be saved. Even if you're Hillary Clinton, even if you're a murderer of little babies, you can be saved. You can be. Now, identity is something I'm not. Now, I know some of you listen to this radio probably are identity. You're white identity. You say, we're the true Jews. You know, God has chosen me. I'm a white man. You know, I come from the British race or the German race or, you know, Danish race or something. And we are the chosen few. You're wrong. You're wrong. I read you the verse a while ago. If you belong to Jesus, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise. You're an heir to it. Now, if you don't want to be an heir, if you want to be a Jew, then God will make you a member of the synagogue of Satan. That's what it says. Revelation 2, Revelation 3. There is a synagogue of Satan. It's for those identity people that say, I'm special. My race is special. Tex Mars doesn't believe that. Tex Mars knows better. If you're a Christian, that's what you want. You don't want to be identity. You don't want to be part of a race that claims to be special, that claims to be godlike. No. Don't compete with the Jews. They're wrong. They're wrong when they say, I'm God's chosen race. Not true. And these people here on these websites are calling me an identity preacher. I've never preached identity in my life. Now, you know, in addition to my radio show and my books and such, I'm the pastor of Bible Home Church. Now, we have many members of Bible Home Church. They come from all over the world. Got a letter the other day from somebody from Ireland, somebody from Scotland. And people write to me from all over the world, and especially in the United States. They want to become a member. I invite you to become a member of Bible Home Church. Go on my website and BibleHomeChurch.org. You can listen 24/7. I'm preaching some sermon, and I'm having a good time. And the folks that listen, I think they have a good time too. They really do. Sometimes we even have a nice song, and we just enjoy ourselves there on BibleHomeChurch.org. And guess what? I don't know if anyone is black or white or Chinese or Hispanic or Latino. I don't even know. Here's a qualification to join my church. It's rigid. It's really rigid. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Have you got Jesus in your heart? Are you saved? You can know. And that's it. That's all it takes. Where is the identity in that? Well, there is an identity that you're a Christian. That's the identity. That's a powerful identity. I don't know what these folks are, and I don't care. There might be somebody that don't even know Tex Mars. They just listen to Bible Home Church. Maybe they think I'm an African American. Maybe they do. Maybe they say, well, I'm listening to this African American guy. I don't know. I don't think so. My voice sounds different. But you know, I've had many black Americans, African American pastors on this program. Had a pastor from Kansas City. In fact, he came to see me. We took him out to dinner. He's a black man, but I never talked to him about being black or white. I just talked to him about Jesus. He was a good guy. He invited me to dinner when I spoke to a group up in Kansas City, black and whites. He took me out to dinner there. I took advantage of him. I ate a whole lot. No, I didn't really. I didn't take advantage of him. But you know, he came down to see me here, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I've had Jesse Lee Peterson. Maybe some of you know him. He's a pastor, black pastor from out in California. Had him on too. You know, I don't look at their race. My dad always taught me to be fair. And, you know, one time I was a young boy and I came home from school. My dad said, well, I told my dad, I said, you know, they were all talking at school about they ought to make the blacks go back to Africa. What do you think, Dad? Well, my dad said, well, you know, son, that might be a good idea. Maybe people ought to go back to where they came from. And I started thinking, I said, well, what would that do about us? He said, well, now that's a problem. Because you see, we didn't come from America originally. We came from, you know, another country in Europe. I said, well, I don't want to go back there. I was just a little tyke, you know, a little kid. He said, well, if you make the blacks go back, you know, they've been here all their lives. They're American citizens. If you make them go back, maybe they're going to make you go back. Boy, I got a little scared, you know. I said, well, wait just a minute, Dad. I don't want to go back. I don't know of any place else. I'm a Texan. I'm from Port Neches, Texas. I don't want to go anywhere. My dad says, well, they don't want to go anywhere either. They're Americans. I said, well, that's right. I tell you, I never asked my dad a question like that again. See, my dad was pretty wise. He had a third grade education. Now, did you hear what I just said? He had a third grade education. I was the first one in my family to finish high school. I went on to get a bachelor's degree, summa cum laude, graduated with a graduate degree from North Carolina State. My brother also got a graduate degree. My dad only finished the third grade. He used to laugh. People would say, did you go to high school? He said, oh, I went all the way through, in one door and out the other. You're just kidding. My dad knew about life. And he didn't appreciate it when somebody treated a person unfairly because of their race. The old saying is true. You judge people by the content of their character, not their color. That's what I've always done. You come into this ministry, Power of Prophecy, right here, our building. We've been here for, 25, 30 years? And you're going to see a sign on the wall. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's on our wall. When you come in the front door, look, turn around and look, there it is. The truth shall make you free. What's the truth? Well, Jesus Christ. That's it. Now, Donald Trump, exterminate the Jews. I wouldn't be for Donald Trump if I thought he was going to exterminate anybody. That's foolish. I don't think God chose anyone to exterminate anyone. God wants to save the Jews. That's right. Now, you may hate the Jews. You may dislike them. I've exposed them because of these evil things they do. Their goal is a world order, a new world order. That's what their goal is. I expose that. I rightly so. I expose any. I don't like Black Lives Matter. That's a bunch of malarkey. Black Lives Matter, that tells you those people are racist. Of course all lives matter. Anybody, folks, exterminate. That's a dirty word. Christians want to save. Christians want to reach out. Christians want people to know the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life, L-I-F-E. That's it. He will bring life to you. He doesn't want to exterminate anybody. He didn't choose Donald Trump to exterminate anybody. These people are liars. And I am so glad to tell you about it today. By the way, I told you that Methodist pastor, when I wrote to him, and I said, you're wrong. My books are not published in those Arab countries and everything. You know what he told me? He wrote me back. He said, so what? I'm not going to change my article. You're still a bigot. He knew he was lying. He was happy to lie. Well, okay. But I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell the truth. I love the truth. And I love you for listening today, folks. You've just helped me so much. You know, I'll tell you. You've helped me recover from my heart attack. God is with me and God is with you. And I praise you. And I especially praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Tex Mars inviting you to tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.